Vanderbilt researchers have published a study that shows opioid painkillers, particularly in their most potent forms, put patients at significantly higher risk of deadly infections. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the findings were released Monday in the Annals of Internal Medicine.
Previous studies have shown certain opioids suppress immune systems in animals. Here, using data from the 1.4 million people on TennCare and comparing it with an infection tracking database, a team from Vanderbilt found that people on opioids have a roughly 60% higher risk of contracting pneumonia and meningitis, and the infections were severe enough to land them in the hospital. Lead author Andrew Wiese says this should cause physicians to pause before prescribing opioids to the elderly or patients on chemotherapy.
Those are a group that because they're at an increased risk for infection, we really want to make sure that providers are considering these immunosuppressive effects of opioids when making pain management decisions.
Wiese notes that some opioids don't seem to suppress the immune system like others, which he says needs more study. The research is globally relevant, but could have particular local significance and sway current policy debates. TennCare has implemented new restrictions on opioid prescribing, and the state legislature is considering broader limits. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.